SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. Coming up, Jack's Hill Primary in St. Andrew to benefit from Labor Day project, and we'll continue sharing the views of children Roundabout Jamaica in our special Child Month feature. Stay with us. Come Labor Day, Friday, May 23, the Rural Water Supply Limited will be carrying out refurbishing work at the Jack's Hill Primary School in rural St. Andrew. Managing Director of the company, Audley Thompson, says the work will include painting and the rehabilitation of a cracked tank, which serves 78 students, teachers, and administrators.
When we looked at the school, we saw where it needed some amount of refurbishment in terms of some amount of facelift, so we decided that we'd adapt the school as one of our Labor Day project to do some painting up and cleaning up.
Mr. Thompson says the company will also be carrying out general cleanup activities as well as minor repairs to the drinking fountain.
Here's a business development opportunity from the NHT.
Do you live in an NHT housing scheme? Do you have an innovative idea or a business ready for takeoff?
Now start or grow your business through the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge.
Get business mentorship and training. Be among top enterprises to share a development awards package of over $10 million.
Enter the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge today.
Deadline May 16. Visit nht.gov.jm or any NHT office for details.
Everybody must work.
The Ministry of Labor and Social Security invites you to the Workers' Week Symposium Wednesday, May 21 under the theme FlexiWork for Labor Market Reform and Sustainable Development, starting at 6 p.m. at Emancipation Park, featuring presentations from ministry officials, representatives from trade unions, church and employer groups. Come out to Emancipation Park May 21 at 6 p.m. and share your views on FlexiWork arrangements.
For the goals of Vision 2030 to be achieved in the next 16 years, the help of every Jamaican citizen is required. Play your part by being a good role model, taking care of the environment, becoming more involved in community affairs as well as the affairs of the nation. By doing so, you can ensure that the strategies, programs, projects, and activities under Vision 2030 are put into action. Together, we can help to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And throughout the month of May, we'll be giving children a chance to share their views. Today, some of our children share their views on what they most like about being Jamaican.
My favorite thing about my country is that we are made up of many different talented people, and we're always successful in anything that we do. And I also like that we are small and beautiful.
I like the warm climate, the beaches and so, because when you go like overseas and so, you don't really get the sunshine as well, you don't get it out here.
The theme for Child Month is Parents Take Responsibility, Break the Cycle. Remember to always show every child that you care. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. On behalf of producer Ruth N. Carr and studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Carlene Brown Thompson. Walk good.
The Jamaica Chamber of Commerce supports the development of Jamaica's logistics hub 100%. This initiative will grow the Jamaican economy, create jobs, integrate Jamaica into the global economy, and facilitate the movement of goods and services around the world.
President of the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, Francis Kennedy. Get informed. Get ready. For more information, email info@jamaicalogisticshub.com. Jamaica's global logistics hub, powering Jamaica to prosperity.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.